Trump's National Security Plan, Era of Mass Migration is Over. By Neil Munro on December 5, 2025. President Donald Trump's national security strategy rejects the establishment's much-repeated claim that diverse migration makes the nation stronger. The era of mass migration is over, says the report titled National Security Strategy of the United States of America. Who a country admits into its borders, in what numbers and from where, will inevitably define the future of that nation. Any country that considers itself sovereign has the right and duty to define its future. Throughout history, sovereign nations prohibited uncontrolled migration and granted citizenship only rarely to foreigners, who also had to meet demanding criteria. The West's experience over the past decades vindicates this enduring wisdom. In countries throughout the world, mass migration has strained domestic resources, increased violence and other crime, weakened social cohesion, distorted labor markets, and undermined national security. The era of mass migration must end. American prosperity and security depend on the development and promotion of competence. The plan says, adding, "We cannot allow meritocracy to be used as a justification to open America's labor market to the world in the name of finding global talent that undercuts American workers." Notably, the policy uses the phrase "America and Americans" to emphasize that America consists of Americans, not just an economy of workers. In our every principle and action, America and Americans must always come first, the statement says. The statement echoes Trump's zigzag push to grow the economy and prosperity via high-tech productivity and innovation. That is a big shift from President Joe Biden's disastrous and deadly effort to grow the economy by extracting millions of young migrants from poor countries. The Trump strategy also talks about the need to suppress foreign influence on the United States, including influence via imported populations of Chinese, Indians, Somalis, and Muslims. "We want to protect this country, its people, its territory, its economy, and its way of life from military attack and hostile foreign influence, whether espionage, predatory trade practices, drug and human trafficking, destructive propaganda and influence operations, cultural subversion, or any other threat to our nation. We want full control over our borders, over our immigration system, and over transportation networks through which people come into our country, legally and illegally. We want a world in which migration is not merely orderly but one in which sovereign countries work together to stop rather than facilitate destabilizing population flows, and have full control over whom they do and do not admit." The strategy document is prepared by staffers, refined by top officials, and confirmed by Trump's signature. The process ensures it does not conflict with the president's many statements, policies, and strategic dilemmas. Trump's own statements can be more direct. For example, he recently slammed a legalized population of Somalis now living in Minnesota, saying, "We don't want them in our country."